Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast clear, a low of 68. Tonight's Racine Common Council meeting at 7 o'clock will include the last State of the City address from Mayor John Dickert before he resigns in the coming weeks to take over the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. The agenda tonight has the speech right after the Pledge of Allegiance. The State of the City in recent times has been a look back on the positives that have occurred with reference to the challenges, but always with optimism for the future and the need to work together to grow the city. Because this will be Dickert's final address, there may be some added material about Racine's future with the new mayor and the new administrator. Dickert's resignation date will trigger the process for Council President Dennis Weiser to eventually become mayor for a time until a special election to choose the city's next leader. Bids for the new science rooms and the classroom remodeling at Horlick High School came in way over the budgeted amount by well over $1 million, leaving Racine Unified officials to look hard at ways to still make it happen. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen told the Board of Education they'll have a recommended plan of action ready for the night of next week's study session.
Here's the final cost, and here's how we budgeted to pay for it. Basically, what we're looking at is we'll know more on Friday as far as the health care to see if there is any potential for savings this year. We're not expecting any, but maybe we'll have a pleasant surprise. That could potentially be a source of funding, as well as Mr. Arnold said, looking at some of the projects that are next in line and see how we could find alternative funding or potentially push those out a little bit further so that we can get this done.
An agenda item to purchase the science lab furniture was deferred until at least next week on the motion of Mike Frontier. The Caledonia Village Board of Trustees meeting last night may have been the last in the old East Side Community Center, which village leadership is looking to sell at some point in the future. But even with the new village campus site becoming ready in a few weeks, a group of seniors let their feelings be known. They need a place to meet. During citizen comments, one-time board member Larry McKelvey noted the new building does not have a specific room in which they can meet, like every Wednesday at the ECC. Administrator Tom Christensen urged the seniors to come look at the joint park location, and they can talk about it more.
And I think most of the concerns that your group has raised are answered there. It's an excellent facility, and I think it would work well for you. What I'd like to do is invite you, at a time that we can agree upon, to meet there. Let's look at the facility. Let's see if it's adequate or not for you. And we'll do that, and I think you're going to be satisfied. But let's do that, so why don't you get in touch with me, and we'll have that meeting.
As for selling the Eastside Community Center, it's still going through the committee process, with the ultimate decision up to the full village board. The Kenosha Police and Fire Commission met this morning at the municipal building with a list of retirements to consider. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Among them is Lieutenant James Hiring, effective May the 31st, after a very distinguished career. He's going to be walking off into retirement, perhaps a little slower than his college days at UW Parkside. He placed fourth at the 1976 Olympic trials as a competitive race walker. In the 84 Olympic Games, he was there. He ended up 23rd in the 20-kilometer event. And in the 1988 Seoul Games, he was 38th in the 20K race walk. Hiring's best 20K event, 1983, finished sixth at the Pan Am Games in Venezuela. He was also sixth in the 5,000-meter race walking event at the World Indoor Games in Paris. Jim Hiring's in Parkside's Athletic Hall of Fame as the school's first national race walking champion, a career that included three NAIA national titles. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
An additional charge has been filed in Racine County against a former Kenosha Unified school teacher now accused of having sexual relations with two students. 41-year-old Douglas Richmond was charged last week with the sexual assault of a child by a person who works or volunteers with children for allegedly having sex with a Tremper High School student in 2009 and 2010. An additional charge of the sexual assault of a student by school staff was filed today, alleging Richmond had sex with an Indian Trail High School student in 2011. Both of the alleged victims told investigators they had sex with Richmond at a home in Burlington. During an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court, Richmond's bond was increased to $3,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Thursday. A Kenosha Unified spokesperson confirmed last week that Richmond no longer works for the district, but would provide no other details, calling it a personnel matter. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.